Young Superintendent Dr. David Busick, Dr. Kopp, Director of our International Board of Education, Reverend Mark Lowe, Director of our Asia Pacific Region, Board of Trustees, guests, faculty members, and students, it's an honor for me personally to present and affirm the election of Dr. Im Sung An as the sixth president of Asia Pacific Nazarene Theological Seminary. It seems pleasing to our Lord and to the Board of Trustees and confirmed by the International Church that this is the person who should be leading our seminary in the next foreseeable future. And it is a significant appointment, an election, because Dr. Im comes to us with unusual preparation for his assignment. Academically, he has excelled in many levels of education, and while many of Americans collect stamps, Dr. Im apparently collects educational degrees. His impeccable credentials as a teacher, administrator, are always before us. By experience in Nazarene theological education and by higher Nazarene education, he has shown that he has both the skills as an administrator and as a communicator of the mission of the church. His specific studies in the past have resulted in a fine knowledge of our Wesleyan Armenian holiness tradition, and this has been a part of the stamp that he has placed upon all of those whom he has touched across the years, and we are confident that this will be the case as head of our Nazarene Theological Seminary here in Manila. He is a son of this region, a Korean, but he has a vision for not only this region, but he has a vision for the world. And his hope is that as the crossroads of east, west, north, and south, the ability of APNTS to become a bridge to all cultures in this area, this has become one of his own themes as he prepares for this assignment. His winsome, energetic personality has resulted in some wonderful advances both in Korea and places where he has gone. As an educator, he has excelled. As a pastor, he was very effective. But some of the things I remember about him, like Busick, is that he had the ability to move into the government circles of Chennai City with the close fellowship with those in government places. He had the ability to move into the National Assembly offices. And by his own winsome personality and by the conviction of his own heart, he was able to get the railroad station at Chennai City, named after Korea Nazarene College. He was twice chosen by Forbes as the outstanding educator in Korea. A stalwart Christian, a fine preacher, a dedicated educator and churchman, it's my joy, Dr. Busick, and my honor to present Dr. Im Sung An to you and to the church as president of Asia Pacific Nazarene Theological Seminary.
Dr. Im, it is my distinct privilege on behalf of the Board of General Superintendents and on behalf of a global church, more than 2 million members around the world, to welcome you and to congratulate you in this moment. This is a sacred moment as we inaugurate you as president of Asia Pacific Nazarene Theological Seminary. I want to charge you to remember that this region has 2.9 billion people represented. 45% of the world's population is here. We have a great kingdom responsibility. The mission of the Church of the Nazarene is to make Christ-like disciples in the nations. And I charge you, first of all, to fulfill that mission mandate. I also call you today and implore you to continue to help us to make Christ-like disciples who are called to the gospel of Jesus to serve, to prepare ministers. And so with that charge, we now commission you.
And President Im, as Education Commissioner for the Church of the Nazarene. I represent our International Board of Education in 53 colleges, seminaries, universities around the world. We also together congratulate you on your inauguration as President for Asia Pacific Nazarene Theological Seminary. Together, our churches, our schools around the world celebrate this day with you and with the seminary community. Nazarene higher education, as Dr. Busick referred to, has been central to the disciple-making mission of the Church of the Nazarene since its beginning. Asia Pacific Nazarene Theological Seminary is a valuable partner in this mission and in the global network of Nazarene higher education. So, Dr. Eame, today, we, the International Board of Education, the Global Higher Education Church of the Nazarene community, we affirm our shared commitment to this kingdom work, and we call on you to continue the great tradition of kingdom service through the Nazarene higher education as you serve now as president and you take your place among the other colleagues on the global education leadership team. The gift I bring to you on behalf of Nazarene Higher Education is a crystal globe that symbolizes our global work together and our commitment to pray with you and Asia Pacific Nazarene Theological Seminary that you may continue to know the grace, wisdom, peace, and blessing of God in the days ahead. Dr. Eame?
I would like to open my message of inauguration with my words of thanks, first of all. Some of you come to APNTS by walking, by driving, or by airplanes. To some of you, it takes less than 1 hour or more than 24 hours. But there is one common reason, that is all of your hearts are full of loving our faculty members, our staffers, and especially our children, that is, our students. They are the future of our Church of Nazarene. Therefore, I cannot but say thank you very much for your being here as the 6th president of APNTS is inaugurated. Especially, I would like to say thank Dr. Neville Battle, who is the chairman of our trustee board, and all of the members of our trustee board. They wanted me to be inaugurated at the day of the 30th anniversary of APNTS last July, but they have been very patient up to today. I sincerely appreciate their loving APNTS and me. I would like to say thank you, Dr. Daniel Carr, who is our commissioner of the International Higher Education Commission of the Church of Nazarene. I need his leadership. And I would like to also express my gratitude in behalf of you to Mrs. and Dr. David Busick, who is our general superintendent of the Church of Nazarene. He was not only a pastor, but also a president of our sister school, Nazarene Theological Seminary. So he has special concerns for APNTS with love and prayers. I also need his leadership too. Would you, Mrs. and Dr. David Busick, please stand up? Where is Mrs. Busick? Okay. Would you please give big hands? And I also would like to say thank you very much all of our former presidents, Drs. Owens, Fairbanks, Nielsen, Fuque, and Cunningham. Dr. Owens is the founder of APNTS, and now he is 88 years old. He flies from USA to Korea and APNTS. He founded Korea Nazarene University in 1954, and he also founded APNTS in 1984, too. So, I would like to ask him to stand up, and would you please give big hands to him? I would like to call each of your names this time, but you may understand I'm not able to do. But particularly, I would like to call three persons who are my friends, my seniors, my mentors, and my supporters. The first one is Reverend Ryu Dihan. He is chairman of Korea Nazarene University, and then he was my church's senior pastor, and he has been my elder brother. Yeah. Okay, please stand up. Yeah. Also, I would like to call my elder friend. It's strange. He's elder, but like my friend, he was former chairman of KNU Trust Board, and then he is a pastor and pastoral minister who concerns on theology, especially sanctification. Reverend Hyun Hae-chun, would you please stand up? And my old friend, and he is currently serving Korea Nazarene University, and he and his church and KNU have a great vision to support and help the Filipino churches and Asia Pacific churches now. Dr. Shin Min-gyu, would you please stand up? Two more probably, otherwise I must be killed by my friend, Korea National District Superintendent. He and I were the junior high school student at the same school. Reverend Han Ji-dong, would you please stand up? Okay. And Dr. Kim Young-baek, you may know him very well. He, I think, is the alive history of Korea Church of Nazarene, and he was once my senior pastor too, Reverend and Dr. Young-baek Kim. Would you please stand up? I have many Korean friends too, but please excuse me. Otherwise, it will take more than 1 hour. Just before my friend Dr. Shin said that, how many would you give the words to congratulate me? Just 2 minutes. And then he said that shorter is better. Then probably I could be a better president than Dr. Cunningham, because he is much taller than me. Yes, really, I respect his leadership, his honesty, his faithfulness. I think from human perspective, he is really entirely sanctified and genuine, a member of the Church of Nazarene. Already, our chairman of Trust Board gave our respect, our love to him. But once again, would you please stand up? You are my senior. Thank you for your great contribution. Personally, I think that already Korean churches have spent a lot of financial resources to support you. I came to know that our Korean churches have no resource. So, it's your turn. Please pray continually. Yes.
I have sinned grievously, for I did not introduce Dr. Im's wife and 2 daughters. I know you want to meet them. They came all the way from Korea to be here for this occasion. Would you please say it? And again, okay.
For the sake of my first daughter, I must introduce her mother-in-law, because now she is taking care of my first daughter's 2nd daughter. Even though I look young, but actually, I am old person having 2 grandchildren. When I review the last 30 years of APNTS at this very point, I can be confident, okay, let's go. APNTS, even though it was founded by Dr. Donald Owens, even though this school has been taken care of our former president, but we believe that this school is God's school. Hallelujah. But when I see forward the coming 30 years, I'm not confident. You may know that Now, we recognize various hardships we have been and are facing in the 21st century. Today, the story of the environmental issues is no longer new. While there may not be more number of nuclear weapons used than that of the Second World War, the current ones are seen as much more powerful, destructively powerful. Less than 20 years ago, the century of Cold War was over, but now we are facing serious conflict due to religious tensions, especially from the perspective of Asia-Pacific. The military conflicts among USA, China, and Japan have increased, threatening the peace of many countries in our region. Moreover, the countries all over the world are facing financial crisis. While recognizing their significance, the issues and events listed just now are considered external concerns or external crises. When we look into the seriousness of our current internal crisis, we are troubled. We are troubled because many churches have lost their influence too. When considering the two types of external and internal crises, the one which threatens our future really does not come from external crises but internal. We know that there have not been a century without crisis for the last 20 centuries. Our churches seem to have overcome those external crises through responding with biblical perspectives and the power of the Holy Spirit and the love of our Lord. As Isaiah 43 mentioned, our churches made roads in the midst of wilderness and made river in the midst of desert. From this perspective, the wilderness and the desert are not disasters, but this could be the means by which we can manifest the greatness of God. But the church, if the church has not been regarded and seen as no more faithful community with hope and love, then really our 21st century can be the century of tragedy. This is the real crisis that we are facing this century. According to Wesley, Christians and Christian churches have been corrupted since Constantinus proclaimed the Milan Edict. Martin Luther thought the church of the 16th century was no more biblical, and Bonhoeffer in 20th century told us that the grace of God has been treated very cheaply. They thought for their century was going to be the century of postmodernism with no clear identity. Now when we see the churches in USA and Korea in 20th century, it was very powerful and influential. But now more than 90% of Korean churches have said that they have no children Sunday school or only few children go to church. And as well as I know, the churches in USA have been decreased, no more increase. So then we raise at this moment one question. Why have our churches have been decreased? Should the APNTS in Asia Pacific region be subject to this? But when I give this question, one person appears in my mind, that is Peter. In Acts 3:6, he proclaimed, yes, he proclaimed, I have no silver and gold, but what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of the Nazareth, rise up and walk. Hallelujah. Rise up and walk in the name of Jesus Christ. While we have silver and gold, we do not go out with the name of Jesus. I think this is the real crisis that we are facing today. Man's soul is growing stronger, but the spirit which comes from the Lord is deteriorating. Man's mind, emotion, and will are often led in the name of rationalism, romanticism, ethics, and morality. The name of Jesus is being replaced by those human-centered thought processes. The world asks for silver and gold, but it does not ask for the most powerful name, the name of Jesus. What saddens to me the most is that our church and Christians ask for silver and gold very sadly, rather than spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. There's theology. I love theologies, but it is very rare for us to have genuine faith of the Lord Jesus Christ in our heart. When His name gets lost, we know that our internal crisis gets exaggerated. When Jesus' name is rejected, there is nothing but sin and death. Then how can our church be restored? How can we spread the gospel in the name of Jesus and save those who are sick? This question can be answered by another question. When did the name of Jesus get spread by Peter? Is it when he received his calling in the Sea of Galilee? Is it when he saw Jesus walking on the water? Or is it when he saw Jesus' transfiguration on the mountain? That's not. Peter was able to heal after failing. It was after Jesus died on the cross and rose again. After his resurrection, he came to Peter and asked him to receive the Holy Spirit. When Peter received the Holy Spirit, he was able to do the work in the name of Jesus. All of this, I believe, was a response to Jesus' prayer in John 17, verses 1 to especially, and 11, 17, and 18. After Jesus said this, he looked toward heaven and prayed, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him. I would like to say this particular verse, John 17, verse 1, is my personal vision. Yes, our church Nazarene's vision is to make Christ-like disciples. Then what does it mean, imitating Christ-likeness, making Christ-like disciples? Then we can probably say this way, Father, the time has come. Glorify me so that your Son may glorify you. While I am serving APNTS, I would like to pray every day, every moment if possible. Father, the time has come. Please glorify me so that your Son, the President of APNTS, may glorify you. Then what does it mean saying, Father, glorify me? It does not mean let me be able person to bring out miracles. Rather, we know that it means the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. When I am crucified on the cross every day, then I can glorify God in terms of five fruit. The second verse talks about eternal life. That is regeneration. Verse 11 talks about oneness. That is ecumenical character. Verse 17, sanctify your people, disciples. That is sanctification. And he sent his disciples. So I would like to be sent every day by the Lord. Then I can send our student to the churches in Asia Pacific region and the churches in Korea, USA, Brazil, Africa, to the end of the world. Lord, please, if you love me, please come to me. I must be crucified every day, every moment. Then my spirit may be united with you. And my community of APNTS can be one. And I wish to be sanctified every day by being crucified every moment. Then our student can see what it means by making disciples. Finally, our faculty members are missioned by God to send our children, our students, to the world. And they must be crucified every day, must be sanctified every day, must be united with the Holy Spirit, the Father, the Son, and their congregation. Hallelujah. For this, I would like to share three words with you, if still is shorter for longer. The first one, APNTS. The campus APNTS should be campus of agape, campus of prayer, campus of no to sin, but yes to God, trusting God only, and spirit-filled campus. Hallelujah! APNTS must be the best APNTS. Yes, very excellent APNTS in many ways, but it means B means Bible-based education. E means ecclesia-oriented education. I love Bible, I love Church of God. S means society-relevant education. This morning, I met one Korean elder. He visited our Philippine Fields Ministry, Rena. He told me that his heart was broken. Sangamdong church members' heart were broken. That is what APNTS is expecting. Society-relevant education. Jesus taught, not simply taught, but he proclaimed. Now we need to proclaim, not just simply teach. Proclaim in the name of Jesus. And Jesus, we know that, healed with the compassionate heart of God. Mr. Chang, or Reverend Elder Chang, would you please stand up? Your last name is Chang? Yeah, please stand up. He told me, God bless you. Please give big hands. Finally, I love this term, cross. Yes, cross. Deny yourself. If you want to follow me, if you want to be my disciple, if you want to be child of God, please deny your soul, rationalism, romanticism, legalism. Deny your soul and be thirsty, asking the presence of the Holy Spirit. When we see our students, when we see the people on the street, we must have the compassionate heart of God. Then we must deny ourselves in terms of thinking, feeling, and willing. So cross means, to me at least, C means being crucified every day. R means being resurrected, hallelujah, every day. O means oneness with the Spirit of God, the love of Jesus, the greatness of the Father. S could mean sanctified every moment. Finally, S means being sent and sending the disciples of Jesus Christ. That is the purpose of your school, God School APNTS. That is my vision, my mission as president of APNTS. Please pray for me to be crucified every moment. May God bless you.
주님을 찬양합니다. 오늘 이 귀한 날 사랑하는 우리 임승환 총장 새로운 취임식 새롭게 취임하는 이 복된 자리에 우리를 불러주시고 주께서 친히 이 자리에 강림하셔서 오늘 이 예배와 이 기념식을 주께서 통하여 주 영광 받으시기를 원합니다. 주께서 사랑하는 우리 임승환 총장님에게 하늘의 영감과 계시를 물붓듯 부어주셔서 하나님의 사람으로 이 사역을 감당하기에 부족함이 없도록 도와주옵소서.
Please pray. We pray that your Holy Spirit and anoint and sanctify Dr. Im as he serves your as a servant to serve this Asia Pacific Nazarene Theological Seminary.
태초의 흑암과 어둠 속에 주의 말씀이 임했듯이 저의 심령 속에도 새로운 말씀이 임하게 하옵소서.
In the very beginning, you made the earth day and light, and made your light be shined upon his heart every day.
호렙산 떨기나무 아래서 하나님의 음성을 들음으로 새로운 삶을 시작했던 모세 같은 영감이 저에게도 임하게 하옵소서.
As Moses who received your presence in the Mount Horeb, Dr. Im will receive your words in every day his devotions.
베드로가 하나님의 사람으로 쓰임 받기 위해서 자신의 모든 신념과 이제껏 쌓았던 경험마저도 다 내려놓고 심지어 주님을 자신이 사랑하는지 자신도 모른다고 고백할 때 저에게 주의 양떼를 먹이고 치리하라는 주의 음성이 들렸던 것처럼 저도 자신의 모든 경험과 이제까지 살아왔던 삶 속에서 깨달았던 모든 지혜까지도 내려놓고 온전히 매 순간마다 하나님의 종으로서 노예로서 살아가고자 하는 겸손함을 덧입게 하옵소서.
As Apostle Paul denied himself in front of Jesus Christ, that I do not even know who I am. May your Holy Spirit will bless the heart of Dr. Im as he denies himself.
주여, 사랑하는 우리 임승환 총장, 이 필리핀에 홀로 버려두지 마시고 주의 동역자들을 붙여주시고 하늘 천사와 사람 천사로 저를 옹이하사 저의 삶이 늘 주와 함께 연결된 삶이 되게 하시고 모든 사역자들과 함께 이 성스러운 사역을 감당하기에 부족함이 없도록 도와주옵소서.
And we pray that your Holy Spirit not only leave him alone, but bring the people of God's people to help and support in the mission of Asia Pacific Nazarene Theological Seminary.
때때로 힘들고 좌절을 겪을 때마다 주여 저에게 저의 속사람을 강건케 하사 날마다 주가 주시는 생명의 에너지로 그 모든 환경의 우겨쌈을 넘어서게 하시고 극복할 수 있도록 그리고 승리할 수 있도록 축복하옵소서.
In the midst of trials and challenges, that your Holy Spirit hold his spirit not to be discouraged, but to be encouraged and to come to the presence of the Lord every day.
아시아 신학대학원에 큰 하나님의 영광이 함께 하시기를 간절히 빌고 나오며 예수님의 이름으로 기도하옵나이다.
We pray that your Holy Spirit resides in the campus of Asia Pacific Nazarene Theological Seminary and we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Would you please stand with me for the Litany of Commitment? On this day, as we inaugurate the sixth president of Asia Pacific Nazarene Theological Seminary, it is right that we express our gratitude to God and affirm our faith in Him, and that we should rededicate ourselves to the ideals and objectives of our school, which exists to prepare men and women for Christ-like leadership and excellence in ministries in Asia, the Pacific, and the world.
Together.
Let all of us who are the Church, the Body of Christ, covenant to pray for, to encourage, and to support this seminary and its president, Trustees of Asia Pacific Nazarene Theological Seminary. Covenant to pray for our seminary and our president, as partners in ministry on the Asia Pacific region. We commit ourselves to work together to further the kingdom through our leadership role in this seminary.
ourselves to partnership in educating men and women in a tradition of scholarship that is faithful to our Wesleyan church.
We, the staff of Asia Pacific Nazarene Theological Seminary, covenant to provide our best service to the seminary. We commit ourselves to the president, the students, the faculty, and the administrators in the work of the kingdom.
We, the students of Asia Pacific Nazarene Theological Seminary, covenant to faithfulness and diligence. We commit ourselves to respect and to honor the president, the faculty, and the leaders of the seminary. We commit ourselves to growth, towards excellence in our study and sincerity in our worship.
Covenant to encourage and to sustain in prayer,
in view of the support toward this seminary of the church, the trustees, the faculty, the staff, and the students, will you, Im Sung An, covenant with us this day in the sight of God as president of this seminary to faithfully give your wholehearted devotion to its spiritual ideals and scholarly purposes, so as to enable its graduates to become as equally faithful and devoted to the Church of Christ?
Being grateful for past and present blessings, and recognizing the necessity of total reliance on God, I offer my faith in Him and seek His guidance in the task with which He, through the Church, has entrusted me. Realizing the important part that each one plays in our common educational task, I pledge my support to all constituents of Asia Pacific Nazarene Theological Seminary and promise to do all in my power to uphold their rights and to support them in carrying out their responsibilities.
We know the success of our seminary does not depend upon the trustees, the administration, the staff, faculty, or students alone, but upon the cooperation of all, and most importantly, upon the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Direct us, O Lord, in all our doings with Thy most gracious favors. Further us with Thy continued help, that in all our ways begun, continued, and ended in Thee, we may glorify Thy holy name, and finally, by Thy mercy, obtain everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom,